This is Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor for KLMP. On February 22nd, 1732, George Washington was born. And he was the dominant military and political leader of the new United States of America from 1775 to 1799. He led the American victory over Britain in the American Revolutionary War as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army in 1775 through 1783, and he presided over the writing of the Constitution in 1787. As the unanimous choice to serve as the President of the United States from 1789 to 1797, he developed the forms and rituals of government that have been used ever since, such as using a cabinet system and delivering an inaugural address. As president, he built a strong, well-financed national government that avoided war, suppressed rebellion, and won acceptance among Americans of all types. And Washington is now known as the father of this country. President Washington also kept a prayer journal, and here is an excerpt from that journal. "Most gracious Lord God, from whom proceedeth every good and perfect gift, I offer to thy divine majesty my unfeigned praise and thanksgiving for all thy mercies towards me. I have sinned and done very wickedly. Be merciful to me, O God, and pardon me for Jesus Christ's sake. Thou gavest thy Son to die for me, and hast given me assurance of salvation upon my repentance and sincerely endeavoring to conform my life to his holy precepts and example. Bless, O Lord, the whole race of mankind, and let the world be filled with the knowledge of thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ. I beseech thee to defend me this night from all evil, and to do more for me than I can think or ask, for Jesus Christ's sake, in whose most holy name and words I continue to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven." And he goes into the Lord's Prayer. Now that is the heart of a wonderful president, the father of our country. Let me read to you part of George Washington's farewell address that he gave September 19, 1796. "Profoundly penetrated with this idea," he writes, "I shall carry it with me to the grave as a strong incitement to unceasing vows that heaven may continue to you the choicest tokens of its beneficence." And he says, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. 'Tis substantially true that virtue or morality is a necessary spring of popular government." Well, friends, we've been seeing the news and all over the world, we are seeing nations begin to change, governments begin to topple, though our nation does not need to be one of them. Even though it looks at times like we are changing and America is being redefined by those who are not of the faith, those who do not have the paradigm that President Washington and the Founding Fathers did. Well, this is why it is so important that Christians take right ground according to politics. That those are the words, really, of Charles Finney, words that he spoke before the Second and Third Great Awakening in America. He said that God will bless or curse this nation according to the course that Christians take in politics. Well, God blessed it according to the course that the first Christians in politics took. That those were our founding fathers. God will bless this nation and can only bless this nation if his people respond to his voice and are urgent with the things that we need to be urgent about right now. And that is to restore America to its former glory. And the only way to do that is by doing what the founding fathers did. And that is to put this nation back on those indispensable supports, those pillars of faith, virtue, morality. all stemming from a biblical worldview. And we can't be afraid to do that. It doesn't matter how loud the opposition shouts that we're out of date, that we're old-fashioned, that the founding fathers were really agnostics, they weren't Christians. Well, revisionists will always be around. Well, so will Christians. So here we are, and it is our watch. And we don't want this nation to go down on our watch. I'm not going to let this nation go down on my watch without a fight. Are you in there with me? Would you join me? Let's honor today this wonderful celebration of the birthday of the father of our country, George Washington, by speaking the truth. And maybe you could talk to somebody today, co-workers, remind them somewhere, strike up a conversation, and talk about George Washington, his reliance upon God. Talk about his prayer journal. Remind them about things he said in his farewell address. Really, they were warnings, prophetic warnings to the country that if we were to continue to do what he did and the founding fathers did, then we will continue to have what they had. There's no other way. For KLMP, this is Scott Craig, Public Policy Advisor.